Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer. Bill, I was sitting with my wife in our lovely home over the weekend, looking out the window, and I said, you know what? Bill's right again. You know what I'm referring to, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 I do.
Rain.
I know.
It hadn't rained yet, but there was the, I guess you would call it a clap of thunder, although it sounded much more like, I don't know, even know the terms to describe the noise that came from the sky. It was like a gigantic shot.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
Yep.
What causes that?
Well, John, you know, you get these clash of air masses is what's going on here. You know, we're heading into the warm season right now, and you've got literally what's left of the cool air. And we've had these little weather disturbances. You know, we've had a fast-moving progressive weather pattern where you get these little systems that move in every couple of days and bring these, you know, little bouts of showers and thunderstorms. So that's kind of what's going on. And we've been, you know, fairly close to an active jet stream. And that's been a contributing factor to, you know, to giving these storms a little bit more oomph. But I'll tell you something, John, when you consider what's going on across the country, we're doing pretty well up here, you know, really. Yeah.
Really, I mean, I saw what you're talking about over the weekend, and I think you were quoting the, I can't remember the exact name for the institution.
Oh, the Storm Prediction Center. Yes,
and they were right on the money.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
wow.
were. Yep,
it was really tragic. It was.
Yeah,
it's really something.
It's been quite an active period, John. As a matter of fact, I talked to Jared Geyer, who's one of the lead forecasters down at the Storm Prediction Center, and he was a former intern of ours many years ago. And Jared was telling me that for May alone across the country, we've had 6,025 severe weather reports. And that, when I say severe weather reports, that includes tornadoes, damaging winds, which is, you know, 58 miles per hour or greater was considered a damaging wind thunderstorm report, and large hail, which is 1 inch in diameter or greater. 6,025, that's 2.5 times the amount of reports we had a year ago in May, and the most to occur this month since 2011. So that's 13 years ago. And if you just look at tornado reports strictly for April and May, we're at about 900 tornado reports across the country. So it's been a very active pattern. And you know how that ranks, John? Wow. Second most in the past three decades. Only 2011 exceeds that. And that was just a banner year, 2011. That was the spring season that had tragic consequences down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, among other locations across the southeast. But that year had about 1,150 tornadoes. So it's really been quite an active period. And here we kind of sit somewhat sheltered here in Chicago. We've had our share of storms. We've had rain, you know, frequent bouts of rain. But by and large, we have to consider ourselves fairly lucky so far.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you refer to all this activity and how much it's accumulated and where it stands in relationship to the history. But there's got to be, and it's bad, but there's got to be, I'm no meteorologist, you are, but there's got to be some underlying cause of this, isn't there? Right. What's affecting all this?
Well, again, as I was referring to, John, there's the southern stream, which is a very active jet stream. You tend to get the diverging winds where you got winds splitting in each direction. And so when you get the warmth and humidity like they've been seeing down there in those areas, you know, we get a cool breeze off the lake and it kind of tends to cool us off a little bit. And it's also a stabilizing mechanism. It tends to retard severe thunderstorm development up here when you get an east or a northeast wind. But down in those areas, they don't have that. And so you've had a combination of a strong jet stream that's slicing through this real warm, humid air, and the consequences can be pretty dramatic, and they have. So that along with the fact that, you know, in those areas across the plains, you get this converging winds aloft with dry air moving in off the Rockies, converging with this warm, humid air that's feeding in from the plains, and you get these frontal boundaries that have been, you know, just like we've had up here, as I've been referring to the progressive pattern, they've had those systems down there, but it's just the atmosphere has just been more energetic because it's been warmer, it's been more humid, and that gives these storms more energy to work with.
What do you see for the next few days, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, John, boy, first of all, I you know, it's marveling the fact that, you know, it's May the 30th. We've got one day left, yeah, in climatological spring here in Chicago. The 3-month period that began on March the 1st has one day to run. And here we are this morning on the 30th of the month. We had our coolest temperature in almost 5 weeks. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it was a little chilly.
It was chilly
out there
this morning. Yeah. You had some areas down to 41 at Flossmoor this morning, 42 St. Charles, 42 Lansing, 42 Elgin. Officially at O'Hare, we had a low of 45, and that it hasn't been that chilly in the morning since April the 26th, about 5 weeks ago. But the temperature has rebounded nicely. So, you know, if you're going to get a chilly temperature, this is the time of the year to do it, because with the day's abundant sunshine like we had today, 100% of our possible sun, temperatures rebounded nicely in the afternoon, and many areas warmed into the low 70s. So it really turned into a very nice day. And tomorrow looks gorgeous. I mean, really gorgeous day again. We'll have less of an easterly wind. You know, we had a northeast wind yesterday that really cooled us off. It was coming in at a pretty good clip and, you know, picking up some of that chilly lake water and pushing it inland. Today, the breeze off the lake wasn't quite as extensive as it was yesterday. But tomorrow, we'll have a southeast wind, which travels over very much less cool waters of Lake Michigan. So tomorrow we should have abundant sunshine. We'll see some high clouds gather in the afternoon and evening, and temperatures inland tomorrow should warm up into the low 80s. And we're forecasting a high at O'Hare of about 78, 79. And even at the lakefront, where today it was only in the low 60s, tomorrow we should see temperatures rebound nicely there to the low to mid 70s. So not bad. Pretty good way to end the week. And then here we go, John. You know, it seems to always always talking to you about weekend weather.
Yeah,
and
here we go.
I know we flip the calendar to June and the weekend, and we start the month with what I call the June gloom on Saturday, unfortunately. But we're going to start off with extensive cloud cover on Saturday, and many of us will wake up to a fairly steady rain here Saturday morning, and that looks like it will continue into early afternoon. I do think that the activity will tend to scatter up in the afternoon, even ebb at times. So the good news is if you have any plans for Saturday, you just got to be patient and hold off until later in the day and Saturday night, because I think that the rains will move out of here. And we actually have a beautiful Sunday ahead. So all is not lost, John. We do have half the weekend, which will actually be pretty nice. And, you know, that'll be on the back half. And temperatures on Sunday should warm back into the 80s away from the lake. And even near the lake, we're expecting a day similar to what we'll have tomorrow, with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. So not bad.
Not bad at all.
I mean, better, you know, could be better, but it could be worse, right?
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
John, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Great talking to you. We'll talk to you again a week from today. That's Bill Snyder, the producer behind the weather over at Channel 9. Really knows his stuff. And believe me, he told you what's going to happen. If you decide to do something that doesn't coincide with what his forecast was, you know, that's on you. Okay, maybe that's a little bit of an overstatement.